Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Everybody, and welcome back to the P1 podcast with Matt and Tommy. It's Monaco Grand Prix edition. We're here for some predictions, and hopefully this time, because I know the predictions went out on audio for a race that didn't happen, fingers crossed, Monaco goes ahead without any issues. We are, of course, we may have mentioned, because we're incredibly excited, going to the Monaco Grand Prix so we can see our predictions come true or not come true right before our eyes. Are you looking forward to this one, Tommy?
It's Monaco, of course I am. And this prediction, and this predictions, yeah, I am.
Do you ever not fanboy about this damn Grand Prix? Just stop. I know you want it to stay on the calendar and you're constantly just putting subliminal messaging in. It's fine. We're still here for now. Right, before we get into the predictions, I need to share a 5-star review. And if you want yours to be read out, please do leave us a 5-star review. Let us know why you love this podcast. And it helps us continue on this wonderful, beautiful P1 adventure. This one comes in from Pastry007 from Australia. Whether it's Matt's copium about Ferrari or Tommy's love for Alonso and Max, these two never fail to be informative and entertaining. And it certainly makes my work days and commutes more enjoyable. Thanks, guys. Thank you to Pastry. An actual pastry from a bakery. That's amazing. Thank you so much for the review. And yes, we will now get into our predictions. So let's start with biggest good surprise. Why don't you go first, Tommy? Let's mix it up. I want to hear what you've got to say.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't spoil later, so I haven't actually gone for that for the biggest good surprise. And I'm also hedging my bets a little bit. So I'm going to give someone different. And I'm going to go for Esteban Ocon. Just feel like Esty Bestie is going to have a good race. I think he's quite good at Monaco. And just see him having a good race, Esty Bestie.
Is he in the back of your mind because we've been editing a video about him that's going on the channel soon, and therefore it's kind of, you know, you've just been thinking about Ocon and he was always going to place in one of your predictions?
No, I was actually just looking at some of his results that he's had at Monaco and I was like, actually, he's all right. Don't put it well, so.
Actually, he's not a bad driver, you know, that Esty Bestie. You know, he does all right for himself. Is that was, yeah, your thought process?
You almost forget that people can actually be faster than Alonso watching Stroll this year. But Ocon is, I think it did quite good.
Ocon, like Ocon main course of goodness with a bit of seasoning of Lance Stroll slander there. Absolutely love it. Okay, my biggest good surprise is Fernando Alonso. Yes, this man could not have dropped enough hints that Monaco is the place where Aston Martin could potentially win. This guy just constantly just dropping little nuggets of information, little hints here and there. What does he know? What does he know about the Monaco Grand Prix? He tweeted the date of the Monaco Grand Prix, didn't he, as well? Like, I don't know if this man is trying to jinx himself here because he is going to unleash an Aston Martin rocket ship and it needs to be toned back a bit with the jinxing pass. And I'm not sure, but I have to go with him. I have to trust the oracle that is Fernando Alonso these days. And he is my biggest good surprise.
The date of the Monaco Grand Prix, 28 plus 5 is 33. And that's what Alonso is going for, his 33rd victory. And there's this whole meme, or Verstappen wins by 33 seconds. And it's his old number, yeah. But God, if Alonso wins and I'm there, I don't know what I'll do. I'll have to get like 33 back tattoo or something.
Well, I can guarantee we will not be able to film any YouTube content for video, at least, just purely because it will be Peggy 18. But I'm looking forward, if that genuinely does happen. And how you reacted to Hülkenberg being in fourth place at Australia, and that was you almost going into cardiac arrest. I would love to know because you will see, just like you saw Hülkenberg's entire career flash before your eyes, you are going to have the entire 41 years of this man's journey, not just through Formula One, but through life, hit you all at once if this guy gets pole position and potentially wins.
I'll be like, yeah, well, my whole F1 watching career will flash before me, because they were showing Imola 2005 and I was in that crowd as the only person head to toe in light blue for Fernando Alonso, Tifosi cheering Schumacher, and I was the brave child sat amongst them.
But I've also seen the picture of you in Ferrari gear, so I feel like you've flip-flopped a lot, Mr. Tom Bellingham. You've been, oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, depending on who's winning. Yeah, exactly. You're just a glory hunter, aren't you, really? that of Verstappen supporting back when he was 17, clearly was winning everything then as well. Sarcasm. Okay, so that's our biggest good surprises out the way. Okay, we now move to biggest flop.
I don't want to say this.
Don't. Charles Leclerc.
Oh.
What am I doing? But look, listen. Look, the biggest flop didn't happen last time out for Fernando Alonso. I think the curse has been lifted. I feel as though the opposite will happen now with my biggest flops. So, we know the Monaco curse with Charles Leclerc. So I feel, right, okay, let me go through this train of thought right now. My biggest flop curse, if it is still alive, will then go against the Monaco curse and they will collide and Charles Leclerc will win by 3 laps.
But we just did an interview with him, like a video, so the curse goes the other way again. It's a big gamble here. Because we have the driver curse where the next race is a failure, and his curse, and potentially the other curse as well. There's a lot of curses going on here. The biggest flop curse. What will happen? Mad.
I don't know. I'm not trying to give any kind of bad luck to Charles Leclerc here. I am just trying to help him, okay? But I don't know if this is going to be good or bad.
That's made this podcast very interesting. My biggest flop, I have gone for Lewis Hamilton. And the reason I've gone for Lewis Hamilton is because this may sound insane because he's won there 3 times.
You're going to say he's washed at Monaco, aren't you?
I just don't think it's his best track. I think it's a bit of a bogey circuit for him. If you actually look at how many years Hamilton's had a championship winning car or a race winning car, he's won 3 races there. 2 of them, you'd argue, quite a lot of fortune to get those wins from other misfortune of other drivers and stuff. So, yeah. Rosberg as well, I feel like, would always have the upper hand at Hamilton at Monaco, even if it wouldn't be the case at other tracks. I think George beat him last year as well. So I just don't think Monaco is Hamilton's best track.
Okay, interesting. Let's see how Team LH digest that one. As we now move to pole position, Fernando Alonso. Pole position. We're going to be there. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to soak it up. Tommy's going to get the Jaeger bombs in straight after that. And I cannot wait to see Lit Tommy after a Fernando Alonso pole position.
It would be incredible. Right. I have gone for Charles Leclerc for pole position.
What are we doing here?
I know.
What are we doing here? What is happening?
It's always gone so well when we don't predict Red Bull to get pole. But look, if he can do it at Baku, he can absolutely do it at Monaco. I just see this being like, it is bin or pole for Leclerc, as we've seen in the past. But if he can do it at Baku, he can do it here. It is his best track. He's just also prone to a mistake because he pushes the limits very hard.
Absolutely. So, okay. Good. Well, I hope yours comes true, but I also hope mine comes true. But
I hope yours comes true.
If yours comes true, then I don't get a point for biggest flop, but I'd rather take no points for biggest flop and know that my powers have gone. That would be lovely.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We now go to our top three. In third position, I have gone for Sergio Perez. I believe he's very good around street tracks. I think he'll do a solid job, but it'll only be third place. I say only. That's still a solid result because it's all up for qualifying. If you don't have a good qualifying, there's not much you can do around Monaco.
No, unless you get a bit of good strategy fortune. I've gone for P3, Carlos Sainz. There we go.
Oh, brilliant. No explanation.
My explanation is that it's a weird one, isn't it? Because we feel like this is the race where Red Bull might not win. I think they still got a very, very, very good chance to win and probably still favourite. However, it does feel like it could be... I can't decide whether Aston Martin or Ferrari are going to suit it best. I know my prediction, probably Mercedes and Hamilton wins.
it certainly could happen. In second place, I have gone for Max Verstappen. I'm not predicting like Red Bull will just turn up with a tractor. Like, I still think they will be very, very good, but they're just going to miss out on the win because we need something interesting to talk about. And it can't be another Red Bull victory, for God's sake, please. Although, however, we are kind of going to be in the Red Bull vicinity during the Monaco Grand Prix. So I wish them all the best. However, I don't think it's going to be a victory.
But does that mean we curse them? Your Red Bull powers.
My brain can't compute all of this.
There's too many curses going on.
Yeah, because technically, if I wear Red Bull merch whilst I'm with Red Bull, it looks like I'm supporting them. However, we know what it can do sometimes. As I said, my powers aren't ready. They're
Lucky
just not.
Sarge to win, basically, yeah. Right, P2, I have gone for Sergio Perez. Yeah. Don't think he's going to get the W, but it is a street track, so he probably will. He just loves the street track.
So what everyone is kind of gauging from these predictions is that we know absolutely nothing, and if anything, just go the opposite of what we've actually gone for as for what's going to happen.
Look, we never know. We've got to have a bit of hopium. It was quite funny, actually. I put up one of our TikToks about, oh, everyone really wants Red Bull not to win. It's been forever. I saw a few comments going, oh, it's only 7 races ago. But it's like, yeah, that was one of, is it like 60? If you discount Brazil, it's like 16 in a row. I think they won 15 from 16, or it might be 16 from 17 now.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's still dominance. You can't really be like, oh, well, it's not dominance because someone different won a few races ago. It's not really, is it?
Yeah, you had the odd race where someone would win when it was the Mercedes. Dominating here, and it was maybe Verstappen that would be that person. So, okay, first position, the winner of the Monaco Grand Prix, Fernando Alonso. This man, right, if he somehow manages to pull out a pole position out of nowhere, right, if he is on pole, there is 0% chance anyone else wins. It's not going to happen. Fernando would, you saw what that guy did last year, how he managed to hold everyone behind him and create a millennia between himself and the driver ahead. He knows how to defend around Monaco. If he gets in first position, no one will undercut him because he won't allow it. Okay, he'll find a shortcut. Fernando Alonso to win the Monaco Grand Prix.
I could see him doing that, like Verstappen overcutting, and he's like, "Oh, cheeky, pop it over the chicane out of the tunnel." I just ran wide. Sorry, give me a penalty at the end or something when I've pulled 5 seconds away. Yeah, Fernando, there's no better defensive driver, is there? And you can't pass at Monaco, so surely this has to happen. just for
it's
me.
It's not going to happen. There. He's not even going to be on the podium, not, is it?
Oh, dear. Right. P1, I have gone for Charles Leclerc.
Before you go into your explanation, I'm channeling an Alonso victory, but I would be incredibly masked, more masked than the boats actually, at the harbour if Leclerc won the race. Okay, like for realsies, it would. I don't know why have I just said that out loud, but it genuinely, like if Leclerc wins around Monaco and breaks the curse whilst I'm there, it will be severe problems for my trousers. But look, I still also want Alonso to win. It's, you know, you can have both, right?
Yeah. I mean, imagine we're there partying with Red Bull and we're there buzzing after an Alonso or Leclerc win.
It'd be one of those where you go to a football game and you're in the away end and, you know, you're supporting the home team and you're just like...
Yeah. No, I really do think, I'm not just predicting this for the banter, I do genuinely think this is redemption weekend for Charles. Like, I just feel like he's so good. He is so good at Monaco, and he's just had some bad luck there. It has to change at some point. It has to.
So I've gone for biggest flop, and you are literally channeling everything for Charles Leclerc this weekend.
Yeah, I just...
No, look, I can see it. I can see your side, absolutely. After all the pain of all the years he's been there, even winning and then it all going wrong in the strategy, even Frank agrees. I think that it's just hard to see it happening, but I would love for it to happen. And please, Tommy, you can have all the points this week if it comes true, okay?
I'll just win, yeah.
That's fine.
And you get 33 points if Alonso wins.
Ooh, okay. Take that. Championship is over if that happens. Okay, we now go to one final crazy prediction. Tommy, go for yours.
I'm going to go for that Red Bull have a strategy blunder. And this is just the fact that...
That we're there.
That one, that we're there, but two, Monaco is one of those races where... Yeah, I just see that Monaco is one of those races, isn't it? If you pit the wrong time, you are screwed. And it can quite easily be at the wrong time when you don't even know it. So this is one race. We're going all in on Red Bull having them there. So 1-2 confirmed.
But thanks so much for allowing us access to the Red Bull things this weekend.
Yes. I'll be loving it.
Please let us in. And my crazy prediction. It won't rain.
Oh, interesting.
Now, I'm not going to say throughout the whole weekend because I feel like there might be a little drop.
No, we can't have this.
I feel like between lap 12 and 14, it won't rain. Okay? come on. I've sacked off the entire predictions for the... like, all of that is absolute tripe, what I've just come up with. It won't rain for the race. Because, look, have you seen the forecast?
Yeah.
It is looking like it's going to be lit with moisture. So it won't rain during the race. You're allowing me that. And that's it.
If it rains, I am changing my prediction to Verstappen masterclass and just winning by a mile. But look, we'll see. We'll see.
We just don't want it to rain because we're actually going to be there and we just don't want to get soaked.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. Well, Tommy, thanks so much for your insights as always. Don't take our predictions seriously. I apologise for the image that I put in your head of what it will be like if Charles Leclerc does win around Monaco from my perspective. But Tommy, what are your final thoughts?
Good reason. Yeah, if that does happen, it's a good job that we're not allowed to capture content at a Formula One race because that would get us cancelled. Good times.
It certainly would. And we will leave you with that thought. So thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you very soon for another
just
video podcast.
Wants.
Hope you enjoyed this one, a little bit off the rails, and we'll see you soon for another bit of content. Bye.
Bye.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.